at least the most funny advertising that I created with some people of my team was for an English school. I based the idea on myself.
End of story.
Yes, because every time Brazilians are trying to speak English, they make a lot of mistakes, misunderstanding words that has nothing to do one to another, but have the same phonetic sound. And you were with me at the time.
Yeah.
And it was very, very funny because we put some, we created a commercial with a family in the restaurant, asking to the waiter, order something to the waiter, but making mistakes in Portuguese, changing words, you know, like sheet and shit. Something like this, you know? And everything in Portuguese, not in English. And at the end we say, as you can see, it's this, the same strange... Como é que a gente falava? Você não, you don't notice, but you might be speaking English like like them are speaking Portuguese.
So
the way an American is listening to you is the same that... You know, wow,
yeah, it's guys, yeah.
And the mistakes were very, very funny.
And people recognize themselves
doing this,
talking like that. You're yeah. Like, oh my god, I see.
Can you tell me
that.
What an example of that would be in Portuguese?
We have the word picanha, which means a part of the cow that we eat.
Yeah.
A part of the. And we have another word, which is piranha, which means...
Slut.
Slut.
Hooker.
Slut.
So the guy was...
Yeah.
Or the guy was ordering a piranha for the waiter. Please give me a piranha, give me a horn. You know? So something like this, you know?
Yes, those are very funny. So... When did you do that? A long time ago, or is it?
5 or 6 years ago.
At McCann?
No, no. In another agency, and it won all the awards we could imagine. This campaign was famous because we built lots of different situations where people were doing mistakes in a very funny way. You know?
That's a great story.